Hello everyone, it's Steve here, slightly later than usual. Thank you all for listening to, subscribing to, downloading and recommending this podcast to others. Today, the weather is a sunny Friday afternoon in London, with normal temperatures for this time of year. A bit different from a couple of weeks ago. However, I feel that it may rain soon, as I've hung some washing out on the line to dry. I have no scientific evidence to back that up, but base it more on coincidence. Similar to when I've just cleaned the windows or watered the garden. Again, no scientific evidence there. We have a proverb, a saying, which is, red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. I did see a red sky this morning. And apparently, the colour of the sky will tell you what the weather's going to be like. If you see a red sky at night, so shepherd's delight, it means there's going to be nice weather. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning, means it's going to be not very nice weather. Based on the shepherds, I suppose, the people who look after the sheep. Again, there's no scientific evidence there whatsoever. And I'm not sure if it always works that way. I did see red sky this morning, and it hasn't rained yet. And it's getting on for 4 o'clock in the afternoon now. Changing the subject completely, one of my aunts used to have a saying. The saying was, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. She wasn't the originator of this saying, but I do think it has a good logic. So my story today is about a person who should have followed that advice. As usual, names have been changed to protect identities and avoid litigation. This story takes place back in the 1970s. In our school, we had to wear school uniform of a certain colour, shade and design. It had to be purchased from a specific shop in a nearby town. This shop didn't have any other branches and was known for being quite expensive compared to the other shops and stores in the town. My mum bought all my school clothes from there. Unfortunately, the quality of some of the clothing was a little below standard. We had to return my school tie more than once because it kept fraying and unravelling. It kept falling apart. In the meantime, I wore one of my dad's old ties that was of a similar colour and design, but not the same. It was quite easy to tell it wasn't an official tie. That's where the trouble began, unfortunately. Some of the children in my class did not wear a tie, either for rebellious reasons, they were almost teenagers, or perhaps like me, their tie was of poor quality and needed to be returned to the store. I do remember now that at one point, the store was waiting for new stock to arrive. Our school teachers were very strict on the correct uniform being worn. And sometimes, in my opinion, to an insane degree, it seemed to matter more than study the uniform. I understand sometimes why schools want their students to wear uniforms, but can never see why the clothing has to be from a particular store. And in my case, it was a more expensive store than the others in the town. In those days, often only one parent worked. It was generally the father. And if he was out of work, which was sometimes a regular occurrence, school uniform became a high expense. My dad worked in the building trade, so often, once a project was completed, that was the end of his employment. Going back to my class, we often had spot inspections. That is, an inspection without any notification. Suddenly, the teachers decide to inspect the uniform without saying the day before, your uniform's going to be inspected tomorrow. This happened more than once in my music lessons, when the head of the music department covered our lesson. The head of music was rumoured to have written or co-written a quite famous, well, at the time, quite famous jingle for a breakfast cereal commercial on the TV. I think that might be where they attain their sense of self-importance from. The commercial was very well known, all the kids knew it. But that hardly made the head of music Bob Dylan, did it now? The head of music in one class singled out all the children who were not wearing a regulation school tie and made them stand up and explain to the rest of the class why they were not wearing a tie. The music teacher embarrassed all these children, including me. I had to explain why I was wearing a different tie and that we were waiting for the shop to receive new stock and that this was my dad's tie, my dad was out of work, etc. Now, you think I would have received some sympathy, but no, I didn't. And there was probably some shouting involved from the teacher. The music teacher repeated their actions with the school children a few weeks later, and I had to go through the whole process again. I think, in the end, my mum wrote quite a stroppy letter to the school explaining the situation. I might have even been given a note by the school office to avoid this happening again. There were a few more incidents like this when we all had to stand up and say why we weren't wearing a regulation uniform. But face did stop after a while. The head of music disappeared after about a year or so. So we didn't have to tolerate any more of his attitude, which today would be called bullying, I guess. I think it was just a power thing for the music teacher. The teacher was head of music. That was the position they had. They weren't head of a year, head of a house, deputy head or anything like that. So I think there might have been something they were trying to compensate for. I don't know what, but there you go. Well, that's my story for today. Thank you all for listening to and subscribing to, downloading and recommending this podcast to others. As I've said before, that's all very kind of you. That's very kind of you, and I'm very grateful about that. And I notice I've got about 940 downloads now, so that's quite good. I'm waiting for it to get to 1,000. I hope it gets to 1,000 by the end of the year. Who knows? Well, as I say, that's it for today. I'll be back again soon. Until then, this is Steve saying, take care, look after yourselves, and have a nice weekend. And speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.